Okay, on this cold Wednesday night. Amen. It's good to see you. Good to have you online. We are glad that you are with us, whether you are live or live with us or live online. Amen. And by the way, if you come to the service live or want to come to the service live, masks are welcome, not required, but they are welcome. Praise God. And so we are glad that you are with us tonight. Praise God. The Lord is good. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Well, are you ready to get into the Word of God tonight? Amen. 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 Me too. Praise God. How many of you are going to hook up with them and believe with me? Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's look at tonight, begin with 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 7. Familiar passage. It says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." We walk by faith and not by sight. Sight represents all your physical symptoms, senses. So we walk by sight and not by our physical senses, not by what we see, hear, touch, taste, you know, so forth. And of course, if you take that further, our senses feed information to our mind. And so to walk by faith and not by sight is to walk by faith in God's Word. See, it's always in God's Word. We are trusting God's Word. We believe what God's Word says. We're walking by faith. and we don't walk by our physical senses, or that is, if you expand that, we don't live by what our minds tell us, what our mental reasoning tells us, or we're not ruled and governed by our emotions or our feelings, what it seems like, what it feels like, mental reasonings tell to us. We believe what God's Word tells us instead of what our minds tell us, instead of natural reason. Nothing wrong with what your mind tells you, but when natural reasoning or any emotion or any thought contradicts the Word of God, we should go with God's Word. Can you say amen? Glory to God. And of course, many scriptures emphasize this or allude to this in one form or another. You know, Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the evidence of things not seen, not revealed to your senses. The Amplified Bible says, faith perceives as a real fact what is not revealed to our senses. I like that, don't you? Faith perceives as a real fact what is not revealed to our senses. Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Amen. And so we walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. Well, if you're living by faith, then you're not living by your emotions. You're not living by your feelings. You're not living by just what your mind tells you. You're not living by what it seems like. You're walking by faith. And we all know that. We all know that we are to believe what God's Word says and confess it and act like it's so, regardless of what our feelings say to us, or regardless of our circumstances, regardless of our symptoms, regardless of our emotions, regardless of what it seems like or feels like. Glory to God. And, of course, as we believe the Word of God and believe when the Word of God contradicts, you know, when our symptoms contradict the Word of God, if we'll believe what God's Word says, see, God's Word is the absolute truth. It may be a natural fact. Amen. Something may be a natural fact, but if we believe the truth of God's Word, then the truth will always change the natural facts when you believe the truth. Can you say amen? Amen. Spiritual truth always trumps natural facts. And when believed, it always changes them. Can you say amen? Amen. And we all know that to one degree or another. Glory to God. And we remember this, faith receives, you know, Hebrews 11 tells us that faith obtains the promises. It also tells us that through faith and patience we inherit the promises or receive the promises. Faith receives. Faith is a taker. That's faith's job. It receives from the good hand of God. It receives the promises of God. It obtains the promises of God. It appropriates the promises of God. Faith gives God's grace access into our lives. Amen. By grace are you saved through faith. We need the grace of God, but it's the hand of faith that reaches out and receives God's grace. It doesn't do anything to earn God's grace, but it does have to be received. And we received God's grace and all that it does to us through faith. Faith is a shield that protects us from the devil's attacks. Aren't you glad for that? And then so we could say, you know, rightly so, faith gives us the victory. And of course, that's what 1 John 5:4 says. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Well, that's straightforward. That's actually a very interesting passage, 1 John 5:1-4. If you really, really study that out in the Greek, very, very interesting, because what happens is it's a play on word in the Greek. Well, you got to translate the Greek words into English, but then to do a play on word in the Greek to make it translate into the English and do a play on words is almost impossible. And so if you break it all down, what it's really bottom line saying is exactly what you know. Faith is the victory. Amen. In other words, Jesus bought and paid for the victory for us, but if you don't exercise faith in what he did for you, then you won't experience victory on a daily basis. And if you look at that passage, it says when you were born again, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior because you believed on him as the Son of God, then you won the victory over the devil. But then you will continue to experience daily victory as you believe what God's Word says about you and you walk by faith and not by sight. That's how you're going to experience victory on a daily basis and overcome the challenges and tests and trials of this world. Everybody say that out loud. Say, faith is the victory.
Faith is the victory.
Amen. Amen. Well, of course, the world walks by sight and not by faith. Isn't that right? And Christians who have never been taught. Now, you understand. That's why you meet Christians sometimes and you don't say certain things to them. It's not that they're, hard-headed or rebellious. They've just never been taught. And so if you explain things to them, then they understand where we're coming from as faith people. But many times they don't understand at all because they've never been taught. And so bottom line, they're just walking by sight. They're ruled by their emotions, governed by their feelings, governed by their circumstances, whatever the world, that's just the way they live because they've never been taught differently. And so even Christians that have never been taught and are Christians who have rejected the truth, some people have been taught, but they've rejected the truth, those people live and walk by and believe what their senses tell them instead of God's Word. They believe their circumstances over and above God's Word. They're ruled by their circumstances instead of what God's Word tells them. And of course, that's no way to live. And again, all these things I'm saying to you, we all know this. Now, having laid that little bit of groundwork, I want to identify a problem here, and I'm trusting God to be able to identify the problem, because to get to where I want to take you tonight, you've got to understand where I'm coming from. And so I want you to listen carefully to me. We must be careful, all of us, to not slip into walking by sight because some particular emotion or some particular feeling or some particular circumstance or some particular problem or situation we're dealing with just seems so very real to us. I mean, it's just so real. Well, anybody can say that about anything because problems are real. But the whole purpose of faith is to take what we've learned and to overcome those very real problems. How many of you follow me so far? Amen? I mean, somebody will just say, sometimes people are real strong in certain areas and they have no struggles in certain areas, but they're weak in other areas. If you're strong in an area, I promise you it's because you're walking by faith, not by sight. If you're weak in an area, it's because you're walking by sight instead of by faith. And so here's a person, they may be real strong when it comes to healing, but they're very weak when it comes to finances, or vice versa. Here's somebody that says, I just can't identify with that person over there talking about struggling with depression. I've never had any problems with depression. Even before I was saved, I didn't have problems with depression. I just don't even know what they're talking about. Just get over it. But then, they're very insecure and they struggle with insecurities. You follow what I'm saying? Because it just seems so, the person that's struggling with depression says, it just seems so real. And I mean, I just can't help myself. And you have to be careful because Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, Word of Faith believers will all of a sudden confess that they are, unwittingly sometimes, that means they're doing it kind of without really being aware of what they're doing or kind of doing it innocently, I guess, or unaware at least of what they're doing, but they will confess to a state of slavery in a particular area in their life. They will, in essence, say, I am a helpless victim when it comes to this. They may have very great success in other areas of life, but they'll, in essence, confess and live like they're a helpless victim to a particular area in their life without even really realizing what they're doing. And what they're doing is they've slipped into to walking by sight in that area instead of walking by faith. Amen. Let me put it to you this way, and I'm not picking on anybody. This is just to make a point. Here's a gay person that comes along, because this is what they say many times. They'll say, listen, my feelings in this area are so strong. My emotions are so real and so strong. I mean, I can't help it. I mean, this is real. This is real. And you know, somebody comes along, and you can say it in a nice way or you can say it in a mean way, but somebody comes along and say, well, bless God, you should, as a Christian, you shouldn't submit to that. You should resist that. You should believe what God says about you. You should fight the good fight of faith, and you should stand in faith, and so forth and so on. And you know, that's right. That's right. But that same person who says that is dealing with depression. When it comes to depression, they act the same way. Oh, I just can't help it. It just comes on me, and it's so real, and it's so strong, and it just overwhelms me. And you know, when it comes, you're just going to be in bed for the next 2 weeks. And other people will go, yeah, that's right. I know what you're talking about, sister. No. No. But it doesn't have to be this. It could be depression. It could be fear. It could be insecurity. It could be grief. It could be some other temptation or 101 different things. And so people will just say, well, it just comes on me. And it's so hard. When it happens, it's just hard for me to think straight. And I can't hardly stand it. And it just seems to overtake me. And I can't even catch my breath good. It's just so real. And so they don't understand why someone doesn't cast down wrong thoughts and resist the devil and walk by faith and not by sight in other areas, but then they do the same thing in areas that seem to bother them. Are you following what I'm trying to get across here? Amen. Amen. See, sometimes people have a particular challenge, but if we're having a particular challenge, I promise you it's because we've slipped over into walking by sight and not walking by faith. Because the Word of God gives us the answer for any problem in any situation. Can you say amen? And every week, sometimes daily, I'll see some sort of meme or cartoon, or I'll see somebody's post where they just said something, or somebody's post on social media where they're quoting somebody else, or you'll see it in a poem, or you'll see it in a song, or you might even read it in a Bible commentary where the person is in essence saying, listen, when it comes to depression, when it comes to sickness, when it comes to fear, when it comes to rejection, when it comes to insecurity, when it comes to feelings of loneliness, when it comes to grief, when it comes to this wrong emotion or that wrong emotion, I'm telling you, when it just hits you, I mean, it just attacks you, and it's very real, and oh my God, and then people say, I know, it's so real. Yes, it's real. Every problem is real. Sure they are. Amen? That's why we have to speak to the problem. That's why we have to stand on the Word. That faith is not just a... and then you see, after that, then people come up with all the dumb things. You know, they say, well, you know, faith is just accepting whatever God sends down the road and putting up with it. That's not what faith is. There's no definition of that in the entire Bible anywhere. You know, you should accept your situation. Faith just trusts God, even though you're defeated by some problem. No, faith is so that you'll overcome any and every problem that comes your way. God is using this to mature you. God is using this to make you strong. God is using this, to teach you something. Amen. And again, it's shocking how many people will agree with things just because to them it seems so real. Are you following me? Have to identify this problem to be able to help you here. And they forget about walking by faith, and they allow their emotions to rule over them. See, there's a lot more to just walking by faith, not by sight, than we realize sometimes. Listen, temptations, tests, and trials are real. If you're going through one, it's real. Problems are real in the natural. Amen. Issues. You know, we talk about they got issues that you do have to deal with are real. Negative thoughts are real. And if we walk by sight and natural reasoning and by our emotions and by our feelings, we will be overwhelmed and defeated, and we will become helpless victims every time. But if we walk by faith and agree with the Word and believe the Word and stand on the Word and fight the good fight of faith, we will overcome and have victory. These very real problems of life that come our way can be defeated. Now listen, I understand God never tests us with anything evil. James 1. Amen. Anything that's evil is not from God. God tests to see if people are faithful, to see if they're good stewards, and so forth and so on. But anything that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and hurt you in some way, James makes that abundantly clear, that's not of God, ever. It says it's not of God, ever. Amen. But you see, walking by faith causes us to be a victor. Walking by sight causes us to be a victim. I'll say it again. Walking by sight causes us to be a victim, and walking by faith causes us to be victorious, or causes us to be a victor. Oh, glory to God. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Victors walk by faith. Instead of agreeing with circumstances and mental reasonings and emotions and feelings and what it seems like that contradict the Word of God, they reject Him, they resist Him, and they agree with what the Word says. And here's a point I want to make to you. See, you got to understand that and have that as your doctrine or your philosophy, if you will. Because even if you know what I'm saying, a particular area that's a challenge for you for whatever reason, you might lose a battle. Even if you know what to do. You don't have to lose it, but you might lose a battle. But if you just automatically, fold up and quit and say no in this area and start walking by sight in that area, you're automatically defeated and you're going to stay defeated. But if you know, no, I don't care how real this seems, if it's not in line with God's Word, it's a lie. I've said this before and people laugh about it, but even psychiatrists know this to be true. If I can convince you that you are a dog and get you to believe it, you will get down on all fours and act like a dog. And it's absolutely not the truth. But if I can convince you and get you to believe, if the devil can convince you and get you to believe anything, then that's what will be the reality in your everyday life. And so we must not accept it. Amen. I said we must not accept it. Any of those things, whatever it is. Glory to God. So victors walk by faith. They don't accept those things. Amen. And even if they lose a battle, they just get right back up and keep on fighting the good fight of faith and they overcome. Hallelujah. But victims walk by sight. They, in essence, reject God's Word. They do it unwittingly, like I said a while ago, sometimes. They do it without unintentionally sometimes, without being really aware of what they're doing. But when they walk by sight, when they walk by what their emotions tells them they have to be a certain way, then that's the way they are. If their feelings tell them they have, their circumstances say this is the way it is, then that's what they accept. Those people are led and controlled by their senses and by their natural emotions instead of the Word of God. And so here's a key thought, and you've heard hundreds and hundreds of people express this, but it needs to be expressed even more and more, and that's this. Walking by faith doesn't rid us of life's tests and trials. Walking by faith causes us to overcome them. Walking by faith doesn't stop all the mountains in our life. It causes us to be able to move the mountains. Amen. And some people will say that in every area of life, but then it's this one little area in their life and they go, oh no, not that mountain. Oh my God, no, not that mountain. I mean, when that one shows up, I just lay down in bed and die. No. 1,000 times no. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. Can you say amen? So you remember Jesus, the stony ground Christians? Seed planted on stony ground, hard ground. These are the ones that initially got real excited about the Word of God and they believed the Word of God. But when they faced the pressure, everybody say pressure. When they faced the pressure of problems and their emotions say it's not so and their circumstances say it's not so, and their problem seems so real, then what they do, you can say it a lot of different ways, but what they in reality do is they revert back to walking by sight. What it really boils down to. See, they quit believing the Word. Why did they quit believing the Word? Because they're walking by sight. They didn't hold fast their confession. Why? Because they're walking by sight. They didn't stand on the Word of God. Why? Because they're walking by sight. That's what it really boils down to. See, we walk by faith and not by sight. Glory to God. I heard about a very famous pastor's wife who later became a very strong faith person. But, she said, this is her own words. She said, before I understood, things that were going on and so forth, and everybody was talking about confession and, believe what the Word of God says and you're dealing with circumstances and all that kind of stuff. She said, I told my family, I want you to put it on my tombstone. I told you I was sick. Do you know there's actually tombstones around the country that say that? Yeah, I told you I was sick. And I think that's how people are. So I told you I was depressed. I told you I was rejected. I told you I wasn't forgiven. But that's a lie. It's a lie. Glory to God. Amen. But then here's Dodie Osteen. Dodie Osteen, you know, is 87. She turns 88 this year. Back in 1981, she had had her birthday and she was 48 years old. So that's 40 years ago. 40. Everybody say 40. She was diagnosed with terminal cancer. Now see, you like this healing story, but relate this to overcoming anything. Relate this to overcoming depression. Relate this to overcoming fear. Relate this to overcoming, you know, this negative emotion or this wrong emotion, 101 of them. Amen? Whatever. And so she was told that she had terminal cancer and she was given only a few weeks to live. And they told her, no treatment will help you. We don't have any kind of treatment will help you. As a matter of fact, we don't even think treatment will prolong your life. He said, you've only got, you're down to just a few weeks, just a couple of months to live. And I don't know, you might go through some rough kind of treatment. Now I didn't have that experience, but or some kind of chemo, but it probably won't even extend your life. So she went home and she didn't go back to the doctor. Of course, you know, they can't help her. They can't relieve her. They can't do anything for her. And she never did go back to the doctor. Now, she went back a couple of years later, and eventually it was confirmed by several doctors that she went back, and, you know, obviously 40 years later. I mean, you know, that's pretty confirmed, isn't it? Glory to God. Now, she said this is her own word. She says, listen, if chemo will help you and you don't have any problems with it, by all means, take it. Amen. But they told her, they told me, she said, I would be dead within a few weeks and nothing could help me. Well, it doesn't get any more real than that. I said, it doesn't get any more real than that. But you don't understand. I've got these feelings. I've got these emotions and they're telling me. I know. Doesn't get any more real than the fact that you actually have a cancer in your body and the doctors can't do anything about it. And more than one tell you there's nothing we can do, nothing will help you, and you're going to be dead in a few weeks. Doesn't get any more real than that. And Pastor John and her prayed, you know, she believed she was healed. And she just used her faith to overcome the problem. But you know, this was a several months, almost a year long, or maybe over a year long process. She said, out discouragement and fear and symptoms and negative thoughts constantly surrounded her and tried to overwhelm her. Negative emotions and thoughts and fear screamed at her at times loudly that she was not healed. But she walked by faith and not by sight. See, she didn't live by, she didn't go by what her circumstances said. She didn't live by what her symptoms told her. She didn't live by what it seemed like. She didn't live by what it felt like. She let her life be governed by what the Word of God said. And she wrote down, this is very important. Sherry's got a new book that does this about healing. This is so important. She wrote down, in her case, 62 healing scriptures and daily meditated on them instead of what her emotions told her, instead of what her thoughts told her. It helped her to focus her mind on what the Word of God said instead of on her circumstances. I did the same thing. I don't know how many I wrote down, but I wrote down 50 or 60 or 70 healing scriptures. And I would carefully, when I was diagnosed with cancer, and I carefully and meditatively went over those scriptures every day. I wasn't doing it trying to earn something. I was just doing it to focus my attention on God's Word and to rest in what God had already done for me. See, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And so what was she doing? She was acting on her faith. She confessed that she was healed constantly. And she got up when she wanted to stay in bed. See, she acted on the Word. She got up when she wanted to stay in bed. See? And she on purpose would go out and pray for others that needed healing. Amen. And she said, now you got to understand, I didn't feel like doing that at all. I didn't feel like getting out of bed. I didn't feel like going at all. It was a struggle to get out of bed. It was a struggle to get dressed. It was a struggle to go. But that's what she did. Amen. Because she's walking by faith. And so, in other words, she rejected self-pity. And she went out and helped others. Can you say amen? Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I remember that story, but then I was looking at her book today. She said, in spite of, this is her book, Healed of Cancer, in spite of every discouraging symptom, My heart knew what God's word could not lie. I had confidence in God's word. If I hadn't, I would have died. Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Can you say amen? Amen. I battled with fear. Oh, I battled with fear. When I was strong in my body, I never felt fear. But when I was weak and sick, fear would try to overwhelm me. I want to be honest with you. I'm the wife of a pastor and a faith teacher. But first of all, I'm a human being. I have thoughts and feelings just like anyone else. I had to cast down imaginations. I laughed at symptoms. I am a registered nurse. I understood how my body was supposed to function. And I understood that it wasn't functioning properly. Certain things the doctors had said now brought fear to my heart. These were the thoughts that I had to fight against most. But I still have to resist, and I still have to resist them sometimes. Satan would torment me with the doctor's words. You have only a few weeks to live, few weeks to live, few weeks to live. He would use pain and say, you're going to die. Have your family bury you in that pretty little pink dress. You look good in that one. You know, Brother Hagin said when he was on his deathbed, he said he would sit there and he would imagine. He said, you know, sometimes this would take 34. He would imagine them, you know, his whole funeral. Them singing the songs, them coming in, them lowering the casket, the whole. I mean, when he goes into it, it's send chills up your spine, you know. But that's the wrong kind of thing to meditate on. But I would replace those thoughts. Everybody say replace. Replace. Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you. Nobody cares about you. You know? I would replace those thoughts. If you don't want that kind of thinking to dominate your life, if you don't want shame to dominate your life, if you don't want fear to dominate your life, if you don't want grief to dominate your life, if you don't want rejection, you have to replace those thoughts with the Word of God. I would replace those thoughts, everybody say replace. Replace. With God's Word and say, with long life will He satisfy me and show me His salvation, Psalm 91:16. The devil bombarded my mind with every kind of fear imaginable, especially when everybody was asleep and I lay awake. Symptoms came against my body, mostly demonic and tormenting thoughts, just to try my faith. I fought so hard in the middle of the night. This is when the devil's thoughts would play on my mind. Many nights I would lie awake and pray continually and rebuke the spirit of fear. I felt like I had battle fatigue, but I kept on pushing and kept on fighting. Fight the good fight of faith. I think she's glad she did 40 years later. 39 years of good health. I think she's glad that she did. I think she'd tell you that it was worth it. In order to keep my mind from drifting to the negative, I would walk around saying with every step, by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed, and by the stripes of Jesus I am healed. I would meditate on scriptures like, it is God who works in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. The Word of God would always encourage me and make me feel better. But the devil challenged every step of faith I took. Each time I quoted scripture, he would say, it hasn't done you one bit of good to confess the Word of God hasn't. He would question every promise of God. I quoted scripture after scripture daily, and I used God's Word. I became stronger and stronger. I was once asked, is this fear a normal thing for a spirit-filled Christian? I don't know what you consider normal. I'm just telling you what I went through. Don't be critical of others unless you walk in their shoes. If you don't think they have as much faith as you do, don't be critical of them. Try to realize what they are going through. No matter how much you know, you still don't know all that they are facing. I've been critical of others in the past. I'm ashamed because now I know what I went through. Well, that's good advice, isn't it? Amen. I said amen. She said one time, this is fighting the good fight of faith. This is all walking by faith and not by sight. One time, I wanted a piece of furniture moved to another place in the room. It was a small article that I normally could have moved. When I asked for help, one of them said, Mother, you're healed. You can do it. And I could. It was difficult, but it made me use my faith. It irritated me greatly at the moment. But it made me use my faith. To my children, I was healed. I thank God they have been grounded in the Word of God. Don't sit around and feel sorry for yourself when you're fighting the battle for your healing or fighting the battle for anything. Oh, but it's so real. I know it is, but let not your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't allow yourself to go down that rabbit hole. Don't allow yourself to go down that path. If you do, you're going to be depressed. If you do, you're going to be overwhelmed with feelings of rejection or insecurity or grief or whatever. If you do, you're going to yield to the temptation. If you do, you're going to start saying, I can't help myself, and go full-fledged, you know, the wrong way. Don't sit around and feel sorry for yourself when you're fighting the battle. Pity never wins. Well, we could shout about that and go home right now, couldn't we? Pity never wins. Pity never wins. Pity never wins. Pity never wins. Say that. Say, pity never wins.
Pity never wins.
I overcame my pity parties by speaking to my body and commanded it to come in line with the Word of God. And it did. Oh, can you shout amen? Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory to God. You know, walking by sight will cause you to identify with the wrong things. We hear a lot in our circles about, who you are in Christ. That's the message of identification. You are identifying with who you are in Christ and what Christ has done for you and what Christ has made you and what Christ has given you the ability to do. That's your identity. You are not who your experiences say that you are. You are not who, you know, some teacher told you that who you were. You are who God says you are. And did you know that some of them are Baptists, some of them are Methodists, some of them are not Spirit-filled, but every successful addiction, you know, you have these ministries, that's what they specialize in, dealing with people that have addictions. Every one of them that are successful, one of their main core teachings is you need to identify with the right thing and not with the wrong things. And in essence, they're telling people, don't identify with shame. Don't identify with rejection and insecurity and feelings of unworthiness. You need to identify with the fact that in Christ, you're a brand new creation. In Christ, you're amazingly loved. You're an amazingly person that's deeply loved. You're completely forgiven. You're accepted by God. And you are absolutely complete in Christ Jesus. Identify with those truths. What are they telling people? They're saying, regardless of your past, regardless of what it seems like, regardless of what it feels like, regardless of what your emotions are telling you, don't identify with those things. Identify with who God says you are. That's the difference maker. I said, that's the difference maker. So walking by sight will cause us to identify with the wrong things. It causes us to identify with sin and fear and depression, failure and sickness and poverty and strife and so forth. Walking by faith causes us to identify with who we are in Christ. It causes us to identify with what Jesus has done for us. It causes us to identify with what whatever the Bible says we can do, we can do. It causes us to identify with those things. Amen. We are to identify with who we are in Christ. We are to identify with what we have in Christ. We are to identify with what we can do in Christ. But I'm telling you, those in Christ realities don't always seem to be true in our lives. How many of them? 150? Something of them? I promise you, you're going to read one of them and then go, oh, that don't seem true about me. And it never will be true until you walk by faith and not by sight. But when you start saying that's what the man said I am, that's what I am. That's what the Word says I am. That's what the Word says I can do this, so I can do it. And your emotions may scream and yell at you, but you say, I don't care. I am who God says I am. That's what we like that saying. So I am who God says I am. I can do what God says I can do, and I have what God says I have. That's identifying with the right things. But to do that, you have to walk by faith and not by sight. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Amen. I said, amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes we have an area in our life that's going to be as much of a struggle as Jody Osteen went through. Glory to God. So to overcome, how many of you like to overcome? We must walk by faith and not by sight, not by what our mind tells us, not by what our symptoms tells us, not by what our circumstances tell us, not by what our feelings tell us. Your feelings will lie to you. Your emotions will lie to you. Amen. Glory to God. You ever experience a vertigo? So I don't know. I don't even know what that means. Ever got up in the middle of the night? This happened to me as a kid two or three times. I don't know. Got up in the middle of the night, and, you know, as a kid, I was sleeping all kind of ways. You get all twisted up in the bed, and, you know, I think the headboard's that way, but I'm actually sleeping catty-corner the other way. And it's pitch black in the house. And so you don't know. You don't know what you know. You think the door is over there, but it's actually over there. And so you get out of bed, and you're walking to what you think is the door, because it's, you know, that's a clear path, but then, bam! Because your emotions are telling you the door's over there, but the door's not over there. It's over there. See, that's vertigo. And you're because your emotions will lie to you. Your emotions will tell you that you don't love somebody, but you do. Because the love of God's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. And you do love them. That's why pilots, you know, if you're going to, now, you know, pilots have to become instrument ready if they want to fly in bad weather. What does that mean? Well, see, when it's good weather and it's clear, you can see the runway, it's all clear. But when it's bad weather, you're up in a little plane, so many thousands of feet up, it's pitch black, it's lightning and thundering and dark, and you don't know which way, you can get so confused, you don't know which way is up and which way is down. Your mind may tell you that up is down and down is up. And so pilots have to be instrument rated. That means don't go by your feelings. You go by those instruments. You look at that instrument panel and it tells you that your wings are level. Your mind will tell you, based on, you know, your emotion, that you're flying the plane like this. But the instruments tell you that you're flying the plane like it should be flown. And it's so real that you think you're flying the plane like this. But they hammered into those guys. You trust those instruments, not your emotions, not your feelings. Because if you just say, I don't care what those instruments say, I'm going to correct. And so instead of like this, you start doing like, but right over there is a mountain, see, and you just pilots have died. More than one, more than 20, more than 100, more than 1,000. You know, pilots have actually landed their plane upside down. Because their mind told them they had to make those corrections. Your emotions will lie to you. And I promise you, if they're telling you anything that's not in line with the Word of God, they are lying. But it seems so real. I don't care. They're lying, they're lying, they're lying. So you have to learn how to fly by the instruments. This is your instrument. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm more than a conqueror. I don't feel like more than a conqueror. But the Word says I'm more than a conqueror. So I say that I'm more than a conqueror. And I'm going to act like I'm more than a conqueror. And I'm going to act, you know. Hallelujah. No. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So to overcome, we must walk by faith and not by sight. Not by what our minds tells us. Not by mental reasoning. Not by our emotions. So when some negative emotion shows up, some wrong emotion, when circumstances deny the reality and truth of God's Word, when, you know, when temptation shows up, when you're suddenly attacked with thoughts that disagree with who you are in Christ, instead of accepting those things because they seem so real, fly by the instruments and just believe what God's Word says. To do that, you have to walk by faith. See, so you resist the wrong thought and you replace it with God's Word. Probably heard that taught 1,000 times, but it's a good teaching. Resist and replace, resist and replace, resist and replace. You resist the wrong emotion and you replace it. Amen. Glory to God. No matter how real these things seem, we are to walk by faith. We're to fight the good fight of faith, for this is the way. A lot of people seen The Mandalorian, you know. They have this one little creature on there that he'll just all of a sudden say, this is the way. In other words, don't talk to me anymore. That's it. We're not discussing it anymore. We're not talking about it anymore. We're not debating it anymore. This is the way we're going to do it. You know, just if you hadn't seen him, he goes, this is the way. And it's kind of like, that's it. When it comes to the Word, this is the way. This is the way. This is the way. Amen? This is the way. And it's the way that leads to victory 1,000 out of 1,000 times. Can you shout amen? Amen? Let's stand up together. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So watch yourself. When I read something and it's poetic and it sounds so good and it sounds so sweet, and maybe it's even by somebody famous, but when it's in essence starts saying, I'm a helpless victim to this or that or the other, don't agree with it. Don't agree with it. Amen. Say, well, bless their heart. I understand, you know, that they're dealing with something that's very real, because problems are very real. But thank God for Jesus Christ. Thank God He overcame these things for us. You know, that's what He said in John 16:33, you know. He said, in this world you will have tribulations, you will have tests. Hallelujah. Let me quote it to you just right here. Anybody got an Amplified Bible handy? These things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. In other words, because I've overcome it, the Amplified Bible says, I've overcome it and deprived it of its power to harm you. And so if you'll get in line with me and walk by faith and not by sight, then this world that I've overcome, He didn't overcome it for Himself. He overcame it for us. He has deprived it of its power to hurt you. If it's hurting us, I promise you, it's because we're walking by sight and not by faith. Say it out loud. Say, I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk by faith and not by what my emotions tell me. And not by what it seems like. And not by what the circumstances say. And this is the victory that overcomes even my faith. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I hope you understand where we're coming from tonight. Amen. I hope you understand that. Praise God. Anything we want to say about prayer tonight, or we need to say that later? Okay, all righty. Praise God. Everybody doing good? Everybody strong in the Lord?
Yes.
Amen. God bless you. You're dismissed. Thank you, Lord Jesus.